At 2:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. Some New Jersey lawmakers want to reverse new state rules meant to protect shore properties from climate change. The rule would require homes and businesses to be 4 feet higher than current elevation standards. However, a resolution in the legislature could push state environmental officials to revise or drop the rule. Republican Assemblyman Paul Kenitras represents coastal Monmouth and Ocean counties. At a hearing yesterday, he said he's worried the rule will raise costs for working-class homeowners renovating their properties.
Does it protect people if they can no longer afford to live in their own homes?
Supporters of the new rule say flood damage would be more costly. If the resolution fails, the higher elevation standards will go into effect in July. Governor Josh Shapiro is moving to extend the lives of two Western Pennsylvania coal-fired power plants slated for closure in 2028. Citing rising energy demand from data centers, Keystone and Conemaugh generating stations in Indiana and Armstrong counties will now stay open. Under an agreement with the state, the plants will have more time to meet new water pollution standards or face fines of up to $1,500 a day. Patrick McDonald with the environmental group Penn Future says those fines are too small.
They really, really are small amounts compared to the windfall profits that they stand to make in the energy market.
The agreement gives the plants 60 days to submit permit applications for new pollution controls. Blue skies, a light breeze, and plenty of sunshine out there on this Thursday afternoon. An absolutely spectacular day in Philadelphia. 75 degrees right now. We are going to see that bump up a few more degrees before we see the afternoon wind down. So if you like it comfortable, it is going to be just slightly warmer out there. Looking ahead to Friday, some cloudy skies look to be in the forecast for Philly on Friday. Temperatures dip down several degrees, low 70s expected on that day. Then for the weekend, break out the raincoat. Showers look likely both Saturday and Sunday, and a big decline in temperatures. We are plummeting down into the mid-50s for the weekend.